See, death as we know it is moving under this thing. Life as we know it is in this thing. But if nothing's created or destroyed, and if all science and all theology tell us the same thing, then that only postulates one theory, the theory of life. See, everything you have is going to belong to someone else at the time of your death, but what you are is yours forever. Now, we want to try and understand this concept. On page 28, we say you are a perfect instrument for spirit to express itself through. Start to see yourself. Now, every time you think of yourself, think of that drawing. Every time you think of the drawing, you think of yourself. You've got to have an image to work with. On page 28, we say, see yourself as a perfectly endowed spiritual instrument without limitation. When you do, you're going to find it easy, in fact, natural, to expect the good you desire. You will also understand that doubt simply obstructs the unfoldment of the prosperity in your life. Now, read this bottom paragraph on page 28. Doubt does not shut down the workings of the power. The power's always working. Think of the man in the refrigerator car. It's always working. It never stops. There isn't some emotional or capricious God saying, "Oh, wait a minute, you're choosing the wrong thought." You ask and you'll receive. You ask for the wrong thing, you're going to get it. It'll be delivered right on schedule. You can make buck on it. The doubt you hold becomes the picture, which will turn into your physical results. You see, when you build the picture, you control from inside. You do not control from outside, regardless of the circumstance of the present results. What did James Allen say? Your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they will not long remain so if you perceive the ideal and strive to reach it. Do you know what an ideal is? An ideal is an idea that you fall in love with. And you know what love is? Love is resonance. It's harmony. It's in tune. It's operating on the same frequency. Well, when you get the higher side of your personality operating with the lower side of your personality, you're going to see miraculous changes take place on the physical side of your personality. But until you get these two in tune, you're going to have a problem. Because when they're not in tune, there's what we call conflict. And if there's conflict in the mind, I guarantee it'll express itself in the body. What do you think dis-ease is? It's the opposite of at-ease. On page 29, one of the best definitions of faith I've ever heard came from a chap in Chicago, Clarence Smitherson. Clarence Smitherson. He said, faith is the ability to see the invisible. What did we say about Scott's music? No one on planet Earth had ever heard that music that he heard in his head until he put it on paper and then sent it out so that the rest of the world could enjoy what he was enjoying. It's the ability to see the invisible, to believe in the incredible. What is incredible is that there's a power in every cell of your being that operates in a totally deductive manner. It will take whatever image you impress it upon it, and it'll move you into the vibration you have to be in, to act the way you have to act, to attract the thing you have to attract for the manifestation of the image that you chose to build. You can say, using a slightly different vocabulary, I'd make the observation, if you can show me a person who achieves great things, I can show you a person who has great faith in themselves and their ability to achieve what they imagine. On page 29, I was having dinner last night with Paul Hutsey. He told me a most interesting little story. Paul was talking about, it's what's on the inside, it's not what's on the outside. He talked about it yesterday while he was talking about it last night. And he tells the story about the little black boy that went to the carnival. And there was a man there blowing up balloons, filling them with helium gas, and then letting them go. And he filled a red balloon, and then he tied it up and he let it go. And the little boy was standing there watching him. And then he filled a yellow balloon with helium, and he tied it and he let it go. Then he filled a green balloon, and he tied it and he let it go. And the little boy said, "Mister," he said, "can black balloons fly?" He said, "Son, any balloon can fly. It's not what's on the outside that makes it fly, it's what's on the inside." And that's the way it works. Interesting idea. We say comparatively few people today realize just how much faith in oneself, your higher self, not this false concept that we've been running around with, can't do this, can't do that. Your higher self, that side of you that's universal, that's the same side of us all. That part of you that's spiritually perfect has to do with your achievement. The majority of people never seem to conceive of faith as being a genuine creative force. Yet the truth is that not only